number of years ago, the government commissioned a report. The report suggested then that they would take away the cliff element of Bombay Coast Guard. And I strongly believe that this was the wrong decision, because if you look at the promotion that's happened by Donegal County Council and others to promote the Wild Atlantic Way, there's far more people using our islands, there's far more people using the coastline, kayaking, cliff climbing and stack climbing. And I believe if we were to attract more people to the area, and plus locals themselves using or doing these activities, that it's vitally important for anybody to know that there is a service there in case anything went wrong. And this was a decision taken by the government based on finances. This service did not cost much to the taxpayers. I have written to the Minister Shane Ross on this and I'm hoping for a positive response.
Have you done an analysis as to how much it would cost to restore the service to where it was?
Well, at the time I spoke a lot to those who were very highly trained in this, and what they were saying, apart from the cost of upgrading ropes, training, and other things, there wasn't a very high cost of this year. And even if there was a high cost, I believe that taxpayers would be more than happy to fund a vital service like this year. If we are to develop our tourist section, there are people out there who are investing huge amounts of energy and time into developing adventure tourism, but we need to have that service and excuse the public, I suppose, the safety net there in case anything goes wrong.